The DOT is under attack for its involvement in a fuel tax dispute between several states and trucking companies tied to Dennis Troha, a Kenosha businessman accused of facilitating illegal campaign donations to Governor Doyle.
The fact that that Mr. Troha was at some point had an ownership interest in these companies had no bearing on the manner in which this case was handled.
Bob Jamboys is WSDOT's chief attorney. He says there's no basis for criticisms about sending DOT staff out of state to discuss the case.
To describe us as having some type of a process where it's unusual or atypical to travel out of state, that is simply untrue. Of the six cases that we've handled, we've traveled out of state on a number of occasions.
Jamboys says Troha's donation to the governor's campaign had no bearing on their involvement.
I've interviewed the secretary. The secretary said he received nothing. He received no direction, no information whatsoever from the governor's office on this issue.
Jamboys says the DOT also welcomes any investigation by the FBI, saying they have nothing to hide. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.